This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Gennardo Humberto Garcia. Date of birth, November 22, 1959. Case ID number is 560-2519. Date of exam, August 3, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2/24/2023. Identifying information. This is a 63-year-old married male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of osteoarthritis, cervical spine and lumbar spine pain, with hip pain. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was on June 13, 2022, where he worked at bodywork for cars for 30 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, osteoarthritis. Number two, cervical spine / lumbar spine pain with hip pain. History of allegations. Number one, osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in 2003, he started to develop pain in his hands, hips, knees, ankles, and foot area. He was diagnosed with degenerative joint disease and degenerative disc disease, as well as osteoarthritis. He denies any fractures, surgeries, but did receive multiple steroid injections for 4 years. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the evening. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 1 hour, climb two flights of stairs, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 30 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top. The claimant has no assistive devices that he uses at this time and has not seen a physician. He is presently on no medications for pain. His physical activity includes mowing the grass, washing the car, and doing other chores around the house. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number two, cervical spine and lumbar spine pain. The claimant states that in 2003, he started to develop a dull, aching pain and stiffness in his lumbar sacral back area as well as the cervical spine. He states that the pain in his neck radiates up to his head and that the pain in the lumbar sacral spine radiates to his hips and both of his legs. He denies any surgery at this time. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 1 hour, sit for 3 hours, lift approximately 30 pounds above his head, but unable to bend over. He has no assistive devices. His daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, washing the car, and mowing the grass. The claimant states he does no other exercise at this time. He has presently not seen a physician, a chiropractor, or received any kind of physical therapy. He is presently taking no medications for pain. He states he was at one time diagnosed with bulging and herniated disc of the spine. He was diagnosed with cervical and lumbar spine lumbargo / sp- brain. Family history, the father died at the age of 80. He does not know what he was sick of. His mother died at the age of 70. She had diabetes mellitus and a myocardial infarction. Medications, none. Medical problems, history of a fatty liver, comma, borderline diabetes, comma, history of gastritis and thyroid disease, major surgeries, none, social history, tobacco, the claimant has a history of smoking about 10 cigarettes per day for 30 years, alcohol, the claimant states he drinks beer socially, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 252 pounds, height 6 feet, 1/2 inch tall, BP 158 over 86 mmHg, heart rate 66 beats per minute, respiration 15 respirations per minute, BMI 34. General. This is a 63-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. The claimant does use glasses to read. Could you please drop down to extremities? No clubbing was noted, but the claimant does have some cyanosis and swelling of both lower extremities. No ulcers or calves were mildly tender, secondary to the swelling. The Holman sign was negative. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the cervical and lumbar spine. Mild joint swelling was noted around the ankles, but no erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees, and in the supine position it was 30 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, especially for the lower extremities, secondary to the swelling. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is somewhat overweight and does have some difficulty moving around. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own, but with difficulty. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. assisted devices. He requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological. Grip strength was plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for the lower extremities. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there is some muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control was mildly abnormal. X-rays of the cervical spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the right hand, no acute findings. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of degenerative joint disease. The claimant is unable to heel and toe walk, but can walk at a normal tandem rate. There was mildly abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace and environment, secondary to decreased muscle strength and range of motion, secondary to osteoarthritis. Probable diagnoses. Number one, osteoarthritis, dash confirmed with x-rays and medical exam. The claimant appears to have a decreased strength and range of motion, more likely than not coming from degenerative joint disease. Number two, cervical and lumbar sacral spine pain, secondary to cervical strain and lumbar sacral back lumbago, with a grossly normal physical exam. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Gennaro Humberto Garcia.